to see everyone. What a great God we serve. Amen. He's so good to us. Well, we are continuing in our series on the Beatitudes, and we are in meekness. And man, I tell you, we've been in meekness for, I guess, about a month now. And I think tonight's going to be the last night. I think we're starting on hunger and thirst for righteousness in the morning. But by far is meekness. You can end it and say, okay, we done learned all what we need to learn on meekness. Because let me tell you, when you go to studying and putting slides together, you actually have to stop because you can go on and on and on and on. And meekness is something that is all three of them. We have to master these before we can even swing to hunger and thirst for righteousness. But this meekness is something that you want to grab all what you can grab about this meekness and apply it to your life because it's so important. So important. Because he said, blessed are the meek. Happy are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. That's a powerful, powerful statement from our master, our Yeshua. So powerful to really grab hold of that. And we're going to start off on that Matthew 11, 28 through 30. It says, come unto me, all ye that labor. So you see, that's a calling. He's calling us. Come unto me. It's a command. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you relief. I will give you refreshment. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Take my yoke. Take my teachings. Take my teachings. Take my not only teachings, but I had the word, but I lost it. But it's take all my teachings upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So to take my yoke upon you, and he's telling you to learn of me, learn of what I'm going to do. Look, being yoked up to him, that's a good place to be. You don't want to be out the yoke of Yeshua. Because when we in training, it's like that dominant horse. I mean, that dominant water buffalo bull that you see yoked up there in Nepal, that dominant one. You're learning from that dominant one. He's training you to step like I step, say like I say, speak the way I speak. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know, when I was yoked up to the world, there was nothing easy and light about being under that yoke. That was turmoil. That was just chaos day in and day out. It was nothing easy. It was nothing. There for sure wasn't no rest for my soul. None whatsoever. So meekness is not weakness. Meekness is power. And how you say that meekness is power? Because he says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. The people that's going to inherit the earth, that's not weak people. We're not going to be weak people that's going to inherit the earth. That's power in meekness. Psalm 69. I'm going to finish Psalm 69. Pastor stopped on, I think, verse 8, so we're going to finish it. We'll read it all the way through. It says, save me, O Elohim, for the waters are come into my soul. You know how when you start off with save me, you're in trouble. Something's going on to where you need help. And I can remember saying that to him, save me. Numerous of times, many times, save me. And he came to my rescue every single time. Every single time he came to my rescue. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dry. Mine eyes fail while I wait for Elohim. They that hate me without a cause or more than the hairs of mine head. They that would destroy me, being my enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away. Sound like David's in some trouble right here. He says that they destroy me, my enemies are wrongfully. They hate me without a cause, than are more hairs of my head. O Elohim, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. Let not them that wait on thee, O my sovereign Yahweh of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake, O Elohim of Israel. Because for thy sake I have borne reproach. Because for thy sake I have borne shame. I have borne reproach. I have borne disgrace. Shame had covered my face. I am become a stranger unto my brethren and an alien unto my mother's children. For the zeal of thine house had eaten me up. And remember, that's what the disciples remember when Yeshua had mentioned that. They remember that verse. For the zeal of thine house had eaten me up, because he was so involved in the house of his father, so involved. And the reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that was to my reproach. I made sackcloth also my garment, and I became a proverb to them. He's repenting. He's mourning right here over his sin. He said, I made sackcloth also my garment. They that sit in the gate speak against me, and I was the song of the drunkards. The drunkards was talking about him daily. I was the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Yahweh, in an acceptable time, O Elohim, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me in the truth of thy salvation. Not just mercy, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me in the truth of thy salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the water flood overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Hear me, O Yahweh, for thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. His tender mercies. And hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Anybody can remember telling him that? Lord, come and save me, for I am in trouble. Serious trouble. Draw nigh unto my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of mine enemies. Thou hast known my reproach. There's nothing that you can hide from him. He knows all your sins, all your disgraces, and my shame, and my dishonor. My adversaries are all before thee. Reproach had broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. And I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened, that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. Pour out thine indignation upon them, and let thy wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents. For they persecute him whom thou hast smitten, and they talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded. Add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come unto thy righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living and not be written with the righteous. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O Elohim, set me up on high. I will praise the name of Elohim with a song, and I will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please Yahweh better than an ox or a bullock that had horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek Elohim. For Yahweh heareth the poor. Yahweh heareth the poor and despiseth not his prisoners. Let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that move therein. For Elohim will save Zion and will build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and have it in possession. The seed also of his servants shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell forever. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Meekness allows you to be promoted by Elohim. If Elohim promotes you, there's only one person that can demote you, and that's yourself. If he promotes you, nobody can take that promotion from you. And look at Psalms 147, verses 5 and 6. Psalms 147, verse 5 and 6. It says, great is our sovereign and of great power. His understanding is infinite. His understanding is limitless. He has no limit to his understanding. Yahweh lifteth up the meek. Yahweh promotes the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. Only Yahweh could promote you. And he promotes who? The meek. Remember, meekness is a submissiveness that is teachable by Elohim in his word. Meekness is a submissiveness that is teachable by Elohim in his word. And we've seen that, you know, being submissive is that two words that you put them together, it means used to the hand, mensutis. Meekness is a humbleness of heart. Those who are meek are those who will not become irritated, who are gentle, mild, long-suffering, kind-hearted, patient, who will suffer wrong without returning evil. So no matter what people say or no matter what people do, you're not going to return the favor. If they're being mean, ugly, evil, you're not going to return it with that same evil or wrong. If you're meek, if you really grab hold of meek. Those who are meek are gentle and forgiving, submissive and teachable, patient under injuries, not to render evil for evil, but to overcome evil with good. The meek people. Those who are meek are gentle and forgiving. You're not going to get all worked up if somebody do you something. Somebody cut you off or flips you off because you accidentally didn't see him in the blind spot of your mirror or whatever. Not going to render that evil for evil. Those who can be angry but restrain their wrath in obedience to the will of Elohim, and will not be angry unless they can be angry and sin not. And we've seen that, you know, we just went through that Sunday about, you know, Yeshua, what he did in the temple. He got angry, started flipping tables. He wasn't happy flipping tables. He was angry, but yet he sinned not. He didn't cross that line. So it says, and will not be angry unless they can be angry and sin not, nor will easily be provoked by others, but rather use soft words to pacify wrath and give place to passion of others. I'm going to use soft words to pacify that wrath. And that's what meekness is. Meekness is to calm all that roaring up inside you. He said in that Matthew Henry's account, is like waves of just turmoil and chaos. And meekness calms all that inside you, and give place to passion of others. Meekness equals wisdom. And we see that in James 3, verses 13 through 18. James 3, verses 13 through 18. Meekness equals wisdom. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? That's a good question. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. A truly wise man is knowledgeable. His wisdom is not based on mere reputation. He places great value on the right use and application of knowledge rather than merely knowing things. Using a question and answering, James presents the distinguishing marks and fruits of godly wisdom as being good conversation. What he means by that, says goodness and manner of life free from vanity and roughness. The good conversations, like, don't get caught up. Don't get in conversations that you know you shouldn't be in. Talking about, you know, laughing at jokes that we shouldn't be laughing at. Good conversations. Demonstrable in works. Not just good notions or speculation, but useful actions. It is not thinking or talking well, but living and acting right. That's good works. Not just, you know, I'm doing good things, but what am I about living? What about the way am I living? Am I acting in the right manner? Reflected by the meekness of the spirit and temper, wisdom produces meekness, and meekness increases wisdom. The result is better apprehension, sound judgment, and impartiality of thought, which yield wise action. Wisdom prudently bridles anger from self as well as patiently bears the anger of others. And that's what meekness does. It bridles the mouth. It tames the tongue. Because this, your mouth, your tongue can do some serious damage by the words you speak, by the things we say. And that's what meekness does. It tames that tongue. In verse 14, but if ye have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. So we got two wisdoms right here. He says, this wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. That's the wisdom from above. It's peaceful and it's pure. James 3, verse 17.
That's where
you're reading from? Yep. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness, verse 18, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. So you see, it was two different distinguished wisdom. One was from the earthly and one from above. Meekness produces blessings, peace for you and others, good judgment, and teachable believers. Meekness produces blessings, produces peace for you and others, produces good judgment, and teachable believers. Matthew 5:5, blessed are the meek, produces blessing. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Psalms 37:11, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Meek produces peace. Shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. You see how important it is to grab all this meekness and apply it to our lives? It brings peace to you. Isaiah 29:19. The meek also shall increase their joy in Yahweh, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. The meek also shall increase their joy. Psalms 25:1-9. Unto thee, O Yahweh, do I lift up my soul. O my Elohim, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Yahweh. Teach me thy paths. Show me thy ways. Getting that yoke with his son is going to show us his ways and teach us his paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the Elohim of my salvation. O thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Yahweh, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Yahweh. Verse 8, good and upright is Yahweh. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. In verse 9, the meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. The meek will he guide in judgment. If he's guiding you in his judgment, there will be no error in that guiding. And the meek will he teach his way. Meekness will put you in a place where the enemy can't win. Meekness will put you in a place where the enemy can't win. Because listen, if you don't have this meekness, any little thing is going to set you off. He said it was like gunpowder. We had a slide Sunday. He said it's like gunpowder. But if you got that meekness, no matter, what happens throughout the day or throughout the week, you won't let it won't come out. It won't spill over. That enemy won't win. Meekness is able to forgive others. And that's a tough one. That's a tough one. Because nobody never. It's always, let them do it first. What about them? I didn't start the argument. I didn't start the fight. Meekness is able to forgive others. If you got a husband that's yoked up with Yeshua, and you got a wife that's yoked up with Yeshua, It doesn't matter what she did or what he did. And then you got you then with y'all being yoked up, then you got your kids that's going to be yoked up. You can teach them how to be yoked up with the Father and his Son. According to the Bible, meek is being humble and gentle towards others and willingly being submissive and obedient to Yahweh. Meekness is being humble and gentle towards others and willingly being submissive to and obedient to Yahweh. It is not being selfish and arrogant, loud or obnoxious. Rather, it's having a quiet but confident trust in Yahweh and being willing and able to do whatever it is he commands. In Proverbs 3, I'm going to read a couple of them. Starting with verse 1, Proverbs 3, verse 1, because it says, you know, the Bible is meek and humble and gentle towards others and willingly being submissive and obedient to Yahweh. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. I don't know about y'all, but that sounds pretty good. Some long day, length of days and long life and peace. I can sure use that. I can sure use some length of days and definitely some peace. Shall they add to thee? Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of Elohim and man. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of Elohim and man. Remember, he's the one who promotes you. The Father promotes you. Trust in Yahweh with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. If he's directing your path, remember, there's no error in him guiding you and directing your path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear Yahweh and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor Yahweh with thy substance and with the first fruits of thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and the presses shall burst out with new wine. Walking in meekness is required to completely fulfill your call. Walking in meekness is required. You have to have meekness in order for him to completely fulfill your call. In order to completely fulfill your call, you got to have meekness. It's required for us to walk in it. And that was my last slide. Walking in meekness is required to completely fulfill your call. I thought I had another one, but I didn't. So that's, you know, this meekness is so important. You didn't really, just from reading that all those years, you didn't really see how important this whole series is, you know, about being poor in spirit and mourn. And it's all blessed. You're all blessed when you do these things. But to grab this meekness and then apply it to our hearts and lives is so important. So important, not only for us, but for non-believers. For the non-believers, what about them? You know, we have to show meekness to them, but it only comes through from the Father and from his Son. You know, and being yoked up, stay in that yoke. That yoke is a good spot to learn from the best, to learn from the one who didn't fail in none of these. That's incredible. You talk about a teacher, man, that's... You can't go wrong if he's teaching you. Can't go wrong. So I know we said this tonight was going to be the last night for meekness, and I'm pretty sure, but you never know. You never know. Because I'm telling you, just if you dig in it, you'll find meekness. It ties into everything. It ties into grace and just everything you can tie it into. But, well, in the morning, I see we're going to start with hunger and thirst. I'm excited about hunger and thirst for righteousness. I got a good feeling that's going to be powerful. Because, like you said, those three leads up to that one. And all four of these is to the Father, to Yahweh. And then these are going to be towards others. So we have to master these. We have to master them. And it's a work. It's a work in progress. You know, you're not finished. We're still under construction. We're still under construction to getting these things done. You know, you think that you might feel like you're off the wheel for now, but trust me, you're going to slip up and you're going to be right back on the wheel. But then you just go right back to the beginning and just, you know, Father, I'm sorry. I need you. And you mourn over your sins. And it says, blessed are those who mourn, and they shall be comforted. So, yeah, I'm excited about tomorrow morning. So let's come ready, excited about worship and excited just to praise him and give him the glory and honor he deserves. Amen. He's so good to us. Everybody good? See y'all in the morning.